The Apostles and the Torah. Reconstructing the First Century Church. Part 9. Conclusion. Torah and Grace in Harmony. 1. Summary of Findings. Across these 9 studies, we have followed the evidence. Textual, linguistic, historical, and theological. Where it leads. The result is both clear and countercultural. The first century apostolic movement did not reject the Torah. It affirmed it as the living revelation of God's character, now internalized through the Spirit of Messiah. The apostles worshipped in synagogues, kept the Sabbath and festivals, observed dietary distinction, and upheld Torah morality as the standard of covenant life. Their debates with Pharisees concerned interpretation. Halakha. Not the legitimacy of Torah itself. They viewed Yeshua not as abrogator but as the authoritative interpreter who fulfilled Torah by embodying its intent. 2. The Apostolic Vision of Covenant. In the apostolic worldview, Torah and grace are not opposites but partners in covenant. Grace initiates and empowers what Torah defines and directs. Paul's dictum that the law is holy, just, and good. Rom 7:12 stands as both creed and critique. Creed, because Torah reflects divine holiness. Critique, because human incapacity apart from the Spirit renders it external. Messiah's atonement resolves this impasse. Reconciliation enables obedience. James summarizes this synthesis. Faith without works is dead. Works do not earn salvation but express it. Grace transforms sinners into covenant participants. Torah instructs them how to walk. As Tim Hegg notes, the Torah reveals the character of God. Grace writes that character on human hearts. Quote opening parenthesis. 1. 3. The historical loss and modern recovery. The historical divergence of the Gentile Church from its Jewish roots was neither inevitable nor faithful to apostolic precedent. It emerged under external pressures. Roman persecution, Greek philosophy, and theological polemics. By the 4th century, institutional Christianity had redefined itself against Judaism, erecting barriers foreign to Scripture. The loss of Torah observance was the loss of context. Today, that context is being rediscovered. Scholars and believers alike are returning to the Hebraic worldview that shaped Yeshua and his apostles. This rediscovery is not Judaizing but Christianizing in the truest sense. A recovery of the Messiah's actual teaching milieu. The more one grasps Torah's coherence, the more the gospel's depth becomes evident. 4. Theological reconciliation. Reconciliation of Torah and grace restores the unity of the testaments. The old and new are not sequential dispensations but successive revelations of the same covenantal purpose. The new covenant fulfills Jeremiah's promise by inscribing Torah inwardly, not annulling it outwardly. The Spirit does not replace the law but empowers its observance from love. This harmony dispels caricatures that Torah equals bondage and grace equals license. Scripture never opposes obedience to faith. It opposes works righteousness to faithlessness. The believer's life becomes a symphony. Grace composing, faith performing, Torah conducting. 5. Implications for the modern church. For modern believers, the restoration of Torah consciousness carries both challenge and hope. The challenge. To confront centuries of inherited theology that dichotomized what Scripture unites. The hope. To experience the richness of a faith grounded in God's eternal instruction. Reintegrating Torah does not mean adopting rabbinic legalism or national identity. It means aligning conduct with divine revelation. Sabbath rest, ethical dietary practice, and observance of the biblical festivals become acts of witness. A living testimony that God's commandments are, not burdensome, but gifts of grace. In recovering these rhythms, the church reclaims its original identity as a holy nation and royal priesthood. 1 Pet 2:9. It rediscovers itself not as a Gentile invention but as the continuation of Israel's story, grafted into her covenant life. 6. Toward a unified witness. The eschatological vision of Revelation unites Torah and grace perfectly. The redeemed keep the commandments of God and hold to the faith of Yeshua. Rev 14:12. The New Jerusalem's gates bear the names of Israel's tribes, its foundations the names of the apostles. 21:12-14. There, divine law and divine love converge as one. When the nations walk by that light, Torah becomes the universal ethic of peace. Grace fulfills its purpose, restoring creation to covenant harmony. For out of Zion shall go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Quote opening parenthesis. Isaiah chapter 2. 3. 7. Final reflection. To affirm that the apostles were Torah observant is not to advocate regression but restoration. Return to the faith once delivered to the saints. It calls for theological humility. To reread the New Testament through the eyes of those who wrote it, not those who later reinterpreted it. It also calls for ethical courage. To embody obedience as gratitude, not merit. The apostles envisioned a faith in which Torah is not abolished but fulfilled. Not external law, but internal life. Their vision endures. A lamp still burning in the Word of God, awaiting those who will see its light. Endnotes. Part 9. Tim Haig, Torah and the New Covenant. A Unified Theology. Torah Resource, 2012. 198-204. E. P. Sanders, Paul, The Law, and the Jewish People. Fortress, 1983. 177-181. David Flusser, Judaism and the Origins of Christianity. Magnus Press, 1988, 254-257. Paula Fredrickson, When Christians Were Jews, Yale University Press, 2018, 204-208. Mark Nanos, The Mystery of Romans, Fortress, 1996, 123-127.